Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond to Curry. Curry goes up, off balance, off glass. It's good. No foul call. He wanted the end one, but what a shot by Curry. Chris Paul's put on the headset. Down the floor. Chris, can you hear us?
What's happening?
First of all, you know, we know it's a homecoming for Steph every time we come here. And this is the first time we've had you here. What's it like getting back home?
It's always nice. Always nice to be here with my family. My parents, my grandparents, coaches, classmates. I mean, when I was younger, I used to have to get 400 tickets when I came here.
That's a big dent on the credit card.
Yeah, so tell me about it.
Hey, tell me where you think the club is now. It just seems that the level of intensity on the defense has raised up, and it just seems like you guys, it may not be the most artistic wins you're putting together, but they're good, hard-nosed wins.
Yeah, we're playing hard, and that's half the battle, but we talked about it at halftime. We just got to keep playing smarter. Our defense is getting better and better, and I think we just got to keep trusting and keep building and keep putting it together.
When you are on the floor and you look at some of these guys that are trying to, you know, figure out their way around the NBA, like Trayce Jackson-Davis, Moses Moody, what do you see with those two?
Man, they play hard. They listening. And I think they're getting a chance to see how long the season is and how hard it is to be great. You know, when you're trying to be the best, you got to be you got to be really good consistently, night in and night out. And that's what those guys are striving for.
Why is the pick and roll for time immemorial one of the toughest plays to stop in this game?
Because, man, this game, you know, there's no defense for 3 seconds, so the court is open. It's space, you know, and I think when we out there with shooters or whatnot, I've been playing that pick and roll my whole life. So we figure that out, and we figure our off-the-ball movement. I think we're tough to stop.
Yeah, we ran the soundbite today. We were saying you were running the flex at age 11. I would love that. That's an amazing thing. Hey, I wanted to tell you something before I let you go. You had to step in tonight, start for Clay, 11 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds as well, which is a really good night
about
at work.
5 turnovers, though.
I know, but that's, you know, you're playing at home and a little anxious. Everybody gets that way. But I looked up, you are the leading scorer all time for NBA players who hail from the state of North Carolina. How about that?
Oh, how, Steph? Oh, okay.
Yeah, all time.
Oh, so. I mean, I just didn't play it a long time.
Yeah, but that means you've been around and everybody wants you around for a long time. Hey, Chris, go enjoy your family and friends. Thank you for sharing some time with us. Congratulations on the win. And again, a winning road trip and a chance to go 4-1 on Sunday.
No doubt. I appreciate you.
All right, man.
All right.
Chris Paul, our guest. Warriors with the win tonight, 115-97. They get the victory as we come back with more coming your way. Warriors and the Spurs on Sunday. The State Farm postgame show is next on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. So, electrified player of the game tonight. Warriors with the win in Charlotte, 115-97 was the final. And we've got a lot of guys we can give that to tonight, but I'm going to give it to Andrew Wiggins. Again, I think Wiggins has just been, he's been maybe the best player on the road trip so far. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists tonight. He had, that's a season high tying 8 assists for Wiggins. And it's brought to you by Toyota, class-leading MPG and more hybrid models than any other brand. Toyota, let's go places. So the Warriors with the win tonight. They go to 39-34, shooting 53.9%, 35 assists on 48 buckets. And Charlotte shot 40%, 26 from 3, 12 of 46 from the floor. So the Warriors going to 39-34. And again, they give themselves another day of breathing. Another day where they are able to stay a game ahead of Houston. So even if Houston wins tonight against the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City, then the Warriors will stay ahead of them for another day. And that's really important because it's not just a one-game lead. It's really a two-game lead. The Warriors hold the tiebreaker, so they have a two-game lead over the Hornets. So the Warriors with a win they had to have. And again, much like the Miami game, kind of a take-care-of-business contest for Golden State. Miami was undermanned in their ball game. And the Hornets obviously undermanned without LaMelo Ball, without Mark Williams. Seth Curry didn't play tonight. So you have to take advantage of those nights. Now, the Warriors had their own injuries this evening as they had Kuminga sidelined with a knee injury. Dario Saric is out. Klay Thompson was a late scratch because of knee problems. And so as a result, you know, Golden State had to rely on some other people. Trayce Jackson-Davis had a big night. Moses Moody gave them something off the bench. So this is one of those things where you really have to take care of business, and they did that tonight. Charlotte goes to 18-55. Miles Bridges with 22 on the night. Stephen Curry with 23 to go with 4 assists on the evening as well. So the Warriors come away with a win. Let's move ahead to your Kaiser Permanente. Well, actually, we have one other thing to do before we get to the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. I cannot forget about that the Warriors made a total of 11 threes. $5,500 will be donated as a result to benefit local organizations and underserved youth. It's part of the Hoops for Kids program brought to you by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more info. And thank you, Salesforce, and the rest of the participating sponsors. It is certainly a job well done and a cause that really benefits the Bay Area and kids in the Bay Area.